Folks, I want to start out and say this is a cautionary tale, but it's not a tale, it's a true story. And in reference to that, I want to refer to Luke 22:42, where Jesus Christ was praying to his Father before he was taken. His life up until that time hadn't gone really very well, and he was not very structured. The church gave him a new beginning and a new life, and he was very involved, liked being in services, liked the people. He got married, and for about 10 years, he told me that being married was great, and they both worked, and so they made ends meet. They were able to buy a home and some property. So things were going along pretty well. Then they started a small family. The wife had to quit work, and Wayne had to try and find extra income. His income before he came in the church was basically working during the week, but then on the weekends, he could make as much money on the weekends as he made all week. And usually on the weekends, it involved Friday nights and Saturday, the work. So he had to give that up when he came in the church, and he was glad to do so. But now, with a wife not working, things became very tight. They really struggled. He told me he'd only allow himself one treat a week, and it was usually one candy bar on a Friday evening on the way home from work. So anyway, they struggled along, but he was always looking for more work. So eventually, Wayne told me he found a chance to do another job. It wasn't a whole lot of money, but it was something he loved to do, and it's something he could do at home in his home shop. So he did. But his days became very long, very long. It entailed a lot of work. And so, in doing so, his day was basically, he said, from 6 in the morning, he'd get home about 6 in the evening, have dinner, and then go out and work in his shop till 10, 11 o'clock at night. So I know you're all ahead of me. You know what went first? It said Bible study. Bible study became very difficult. No time for Bible study. Except on the Sabbath and Friday evenings, he would do some Bible study. So his focus started getting off God. It was turning further and further over here. And then prayer time became more and more difficult. Not a whole lot of time for prayer time. And when he did pray, it was usually about other people. He didn't pray about himself very much. And so prayer time started to wane. He still prayed, but the prayer time was waning. Well, he finished that project, and he said, wow, I got to, you know, we're doing okay financially now, but I've got to find something else to do, because his major job was also changing dramatically. So another opportunity came up, and he jumped at it. But this was going to entail a lot more time and a lot more work than his regular job. So he quit his regular job and started in on this new project. Well, you can know where, you can pretty well gather what happened. Focus was no longer there. It was way over here. He eventually left the church. And it, in reference to that, look at Matthew 13:22. Now he who received the seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitful riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. That man, Wayne, that's me. It's my middle name. I'm that man who became unfruitful. The cares of this world became my cares. And I left the church. And I was outside the church for 15 years. And what did it get me? I made more money, but I spent more money. I lost a family. And I had very few friends. There were friends at work and a few acquaintances. But it wasn't the same at all. And thankfully, God was very patient with me. And I had no problems really with the church. It was me being distracted. And it's so easy, folks, in this life to get distracted. And as you all know, there are more distractions now than ever in this life. You know, there's work, family, the internet, socializing. So many distractions. It can get us off track. And for me, those 15 years, I was totally wrapped up in work and in socializing. And it didn't get me anywhere. So eventually I came back. I've been back about 7 years now, and it's been the best that it's ever been. I've changed my focus from over there back to God. I still have to focus on work. I still work a lot, but the focus is on God. And when you think about the New Testament apostles and people down through the ages that have been in the church and have stayed in the church, they've had to stay focused. And you think about what the New Testament apostles had to endure, stayed focused. And in this age, I like to think of Mr. Denny Luker, how focused he stayed. He never lost his focus, even with everything that's gone on, all the turmoil. He stayed focused. So, brethren, it's just, you know, this is the greatest opportunity we will ever have in our lives, the very greatest opportunity. And it's so easy to be distracted away from it, though, the cares of this world. I'd like you to turn to Mark 8:34. Also speaks to this. Mark 8:34. When he had called the people to himself, and when his disciples also, he said to them, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and for the gospel will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the entire world and loses his soul or his life?" I was going down that road. And there were times I would think about, well, you know, it's about that time of year for the Feast of Tabernacles. Well, it's about that time of the year for Passover. But now you say, oh, I'm too busy. I got too much to do. I can't think about it now. Well, thankfully, one day, I just happened to pick up a Reader's Digest in a store. And there was a blow-in card there for the good news. I thought, good news, I wonder if that's United Church of God. I wonder if that Denny Luker is still around. So I set off for it, started reading it, started becoming convicted again on where I should be and what I should be doing. Called Mr. Luker and said, yeah, Bob, come on back. We'd love to see you. And when I showed up here, I expected some of you to say, Bob, where have you been? What have you been doing? What, you know, haven't seen you in a long time. And a few said a few things like that, but most people were just very happy to see me back. And it made a big difference in my life. So I just want to say, there's not a whole lot for you out there if you're ever distracted enough to decide to be out there on your own, because that's all you are. You're just out there on your own. So, brethren, please, please remember what Jesus Christ was praying just before he was taken. Not my will, Father, your will be done. And that can only happen if you stay focused on God and let him lead you and guide you.